Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 159, Steve Says Relax, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, Life Optimizers. This is the Optimal Living Daily podcast, and I'm Justin Mollick, the kid who made a bowling website in 1998. Welcome back to a Wellness Wednesday edition of OLD, where Steve of Nerd Fitness is going to tell us to relax. And if you'd like to help me relax, how would you like to help keep this show alive by contributing any amount you like to cover some of the expenses? I'm still losing a couple hundred dollars every month on average in doing this podcast. So if you're able to help in any way, that would be amazing. You can become a patron of the show by visiting my site, oldpodcast.com. Every little bit goes a long way in helping this show stay alive. So that's all I have for now. Let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. Steve Says Relax by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. This whole diet and exercise thing can be stressful, even panic-inducing. This poor Lego above couldn't decide which health and fitness sources to trust and, unfortunately, went a bit crazy. However, have no fear, my dear rebel. Today we're going to learn one simple technique to break through the clutter and chaos and finally start leveling up your life. Now, I get why people go crazy and freak out. There's so much conflicting information out there. You can find scientific studies that prove or disprove practically anything. You'll find millions and millions of websites that promise you their eating plan or workout plan is the only path to success. You could read two quote-unquote health books that both have hundreds of success stories with completely conflicting ideologies. Diet information can be horrifying. Some people follow the paleo diet religiously, while others believe that if they can't eat 100% paleo, they shouldn't even bother. Some people only eat plants and are terrified of meat after reading headlines from Huffington Post. Some people eat low-carb diets, others eat low-fat diets. Some people eat once a day, others eat every 3 hours like clockwork. And then when it comes to working out, forget about it. Is working out in the morning better than the afternoon? Is it better to do 3 sets of 5 reps or 5 sets of 3? Should I do a circuit or 1 exercise at a time? Should I stretch on off days, run, or work out more? How much protein exactly do I need to eat after strength training? All of these questions, uncertainties, and anxieties are enough to drive a sane man crazy. I'd know. Luckily for you, Nerd Fitness is here to provide you with the answers. For starters, there's one single thing you can do that will answer all of these questions at once. Freaking relax. Do these rocks look stressed? Of course not. They aren't worried about their meal timing or workout splits. Here's the truth. There is no universal plan that works best for everybody. Any person or site that tells you otherwise is lying. We are all unique snowflakes. Your mom was right. So don't panic when somebody is training, eating, or living differently than you. They're doing what works best for them, and you need to do what's best for you. Want to know something else? How you train and eat today will probably be drastically different from how you train 6 months or a year from now. Researching the specifics of a workout or the exact specifications of your diet are irrelevant if you spend all day collecting underpants and never get started. So do this instead. Stop reading so many fitness sites. Pick one or two that resonate with you, hopefully it's Nerd Fitness, and stop confusing yourself. Pick a simple workout, like ones from nerdfitness.com. Pick diet advice that resonates with you, advice you can actually follow, like advice from nerdfitness.com, or slowly transition. See how your body adjusts over time. Take pictures and measurements. Make adjustments along the way as you get better educated and see how your body reacts. Do the best you can and stop panicking so much. If you can't eat 100% paleo, that's fine. Start with 10% paleo by making one change this week. If you don't have time to work out for an hour a day, that's fine. Start with a 20-minute workout, and I know you have that. If you can't afford grass-fed beef and organic vegetables, that's fine. Eat the best vegetables you can afford and the best cuts of meat you can find. It's certainly better than McDonald's. If you don't want to give up bread and pasta, that's fine. Just work on eating a little bit less for now. We're all students and we're all learning every day, so stop being worried about being perfect. Be okay with only having 80% of the information or doing the best workout you know of. Want to know what's really important? Do something. Our time on this planet is too damn short to agonize over minuscule decisions. Unfortunately, life has a 100% death rate. So do the best you can with what you have, where you are. Eat the best foods you can as often as possible. Eat food you love that's not good for you occasionally. Allow yourself to let loose sometimes. Exercise as often as possible, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Work on making better decisions with each new day. Want to know the best workout plan? It isn't the perfect plan that you never do. It's the quote-unquote pretty good plan that you do consistently. Stevie says, relax. It's going to be okay. It will never be perfect. So let yourself off the hook and get started. You just listened to the post titled Steve Says Relax by Steve Cam of nerdfitness.com. I couldn't agree more with this post. In general, when it comes to diet, Steve blogs about the paleo diet working for him, but everyone's different and what works for one person might not work for another. There are healthy vegans, healthy omnivores, healthy paleoists, you name it. It's all about finding what works best for you, and taking baby steps is the best way to get started. I can't say I started this podcast with baby steps. Maybe I can, I don't know. But in either case, it's consumed my life for the most part. And if you'd like to help out, as I mentioned at the top of the show, you can become a patron of the show and contribute any amount you like, one time or monthly, by visiting me online at oldpodcast.com. And if you've done that already, thank you so much. It's because of you that I'm still recording today. And that does it for episode 159. I'll catch you tomorrow with a post from Mark and Angel, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.